In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. We have a series in every day, like every Sunday, sorry. On Sundays during the Great Lent, we are talking about the prayer of Our Father. So we started the first week, Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And today we are saying, thy kingdom come. And we will meditate on this word. How we started the first part, which is like when we are praying, saying, Our Father who art in heaven. And we look up to our Father and say, and raise our eyes and our heart and say, you are the Father. And we understood what the meaning of the fatherhood. Hallowed be thy name, and we know his name. And now we will ask him, thy kingdom come. The word kingdom, it's from Basileia, and it simply means the reign of the king. So at the king, if I say a kingdom, so kingdom, it means there is a king and there is a kingdom and there is a land. In Psalm 103, verse 19, he said, the Lord has established his throne in the heavens and his kingdom rules over all. When we are praying that thy kingdom come, we are saying that we are surrounding by the reign of God, the king. As if we have a power, we are saying to God, please, thy kingdom, the kingdom that you have, that you established, whatever, where, come and establish in my heart and first. We are asking to take the power of this kingdom now on the earth. When Jesus Christ started his ministry, and he said, I will preach the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he said in Luke 17, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, neither will they say, look here or look there, or behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus Christ tried to explain to us exactly. It is not a kingdom that you are waiting only. No, it's also, if you someone come to you, like say, for example, the kingdom of the here or there. No, it's within you, in your hands, near. And we will know how the kingdom is inside my heart. Early in Matthew, Jesus repeats this word on two occasions. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. At hand, it means it is near to us. It means that we will die and we will go to the heavens. No, it's not only this part. He is saying the kingdom of God is near, is here. Where is here? Another part. Most certainly, I tell you, there are some standing here who will in no way taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. So we are praying the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God come to my heart, and also we are praying that to reach also the kingdom of God. So it means that the kingdom of God, when we are talking about that, we're talking about two things different. One is the kingdom inside my heart. The other one is kingdom, which is coming kingdom. In Matthew 13, Jesus Christ tried to explain also to the people some parables about the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? Try to explain. What is that? So he said, number one, it's a hidden treasure. In Matthew 13, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. A man found it, and he concealed it. Then his joy he got and sells all that he has and buys that field. It seems to us, it's someone who was, he didn't preparing himself to find. He didn't know that there is a treasure in his field. And suddenly, he found a treasure. And when he found the treasure, he was very joy. And there is something happened inside the heart. And he said, okay, I will sell everything and I will only take this treasure. When I know the word of God and this is the kingdom of God, I will sell everything. When the word of God touched my heart, I will never look to the other treasures. I will look only to my treasure. This treasure only inside my heart. Another parable, he said, Jesus Christ said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of the pearls, who, on finding a pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. A pearl, it's different also than another things. It cannot be melted. And it only has a shape of pearl, and it's clear, always pure. So when I see the word of God, when I see the kingdom of God, I will sell everything, and I will take this pearl in my heart. When I know that I will reach the kingdom of God, I will not think about anything else. The kingdom of God also is like a yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, and a woman took and hide in the 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened. It means if you do like the bread at home, when we're doing the urban also too, if they will not put the yeast inside it and keep it for a time, so we will find our urban very thin. It will not grow. The word of God and the kingdom of God would come inside my heart, it will grow. And I will see myself, there is, like I'm growing in spirit. Spirituality level, I'm growing more and more. Also, it's like a mustard seed. Jesus Christ said, another parable before them, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but it grows larger than all the garden plants and become a tree. The bird of the air can come and make nests in its branches. It's not only that it's like the kingdom of God, if I found it, if I know it, so it's like a small seed, and I put it inside my heart, it will grow and planting and will be a big tree. Not only inside my heart, no, it will be a refuge for all the other people too, all the birds. So the kingdom of God is, I can find the kingdom of God in 3 places. Number one, in my heart. The kingdom of God does not come in your careful observation, nor will people say, here it is or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God, when I'm praying, when I go inside my room and I pray, and I can find what is exactly the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is inside my room and inside my heart when I stand before God and say, Our Father who art in heaven, because He is my King. The kingdom of God also, the number two, is within us in our heart, and I have to know that Jesus Christ come inside my heart and rules on it. Nothing inside my heart, for example, I'm not thinking about anything else only except Jesus Christ. Number two is around us in the church. When I come to the church, it's apart from heaven. It's apart from the kingdom of God. And there is like capital C and small c. Capital C, the church, it's a big world. Everyone, a Christian, everyone who believe in Jesus Christ, believe in God, who is also like he loved God from his heart, is a part from his body. He is a part from his body. And there is small c, which in my church, when I come to the church, which is apart from heaven. That's why we are praying always in church, and that's why, for example, the abunans, like wear the white. Why? Because it feels like he is inside the heaven. There is no place for black again. Why I have to think about black, about the world. The black, it's signified for the world. But now it's not. There is no world outside. This outside, inside, here is the church in heaven. And finally, the kingdom of heaven is before us, which is the future. This is what we are seeking, to reach the kingdom of God. Finally, I have to know how to immigrate. And what I did, I go to the website of the Immigration of Canada, and I took the procedures that I have to do, what I have to do exactly. From 10 years ago, I did the same, or maybe more than 10 years, like 13, 14 years ago. And when I did the same, so I found there's a procedure to do if you wanted to immigrate to Canada. So you have to do some procedure, and you have to prepare yourself very well, and you have to do a lot of application, a lot of forms. So I go through to the site, and I copy-paste exactly, and I remove Canada, and I put the heaven. So first one, introduction. The client read the heaven immigration preliminary package carefully and follow the instruction as contained therein. I have in my hand the Bible. This is exactly the instruction that I have, and I have to read it. If you wanted to follow the instruction, I'm going to the kingdom of God. I need the kingdom of God, and I wanted to live here inside the kingdom of God. I wanted to know about who is the king. I wanted to know about that language. I have to know about everything. There's a lot of instructions. I have to read it, and I have to prepare myself. So only I can see that in the Bible. Every day I have to open the Bible and to exactly read what is the instruction to go to heaven. And I have to collect the knowledge about what is the heaven, how to live inside the heaven, and not to live in the future. I have to prepare myself, and I have to act here first on the earth. And I have to know, and I have to learn about this new land. Number two, this application forms, and the client fills out the government of heaven application form. There is a form already. Everyone Christian have this form, had his form exactly, and from the first day after baptism, and we receive the Holy Spirit, and we have this form. And it's already written inside, I am a Christian, so I am allowed to go to the heaven. But the problem there is, during my life, I have to do another forms. The first application, it was written inside, I am a Christian. He is ready to go to heaven, and he has a stamps. From the church, which is a part of from heaven, as if it's like the embassy of the heaven. On earth, it's the church, and Abuna give this, like, baptized me, and after that he gave the stamps, and he said, and also the Mayroon, and he said he is ready to go to heaven. But there is another form during his life, he has to fill it. Application forms, it's entry online profile created. It's like a profile I created by myself. It's online during my life. I will create myself. I will create an online application and a form, and it's already created automatic during my life. Every single day, I fill this form online. Every day in the morning when I pray, I fill this form. And inside this form, there is a lot of instruction said. You have to know the language of heaven, praising. You have to know how to talk. You have to know how to think. You have to know how to repent. You have to know exactly how to live in heaven. And during this form, when I fill it online, I learn also too. There is, for example, now when we go to the federal and also in Quebec, they have to do an exam in English or French. So I'm thinking you have also to learn how to praise to God. They have nothing to do else in heaven, only praising. And someone asked me, it will be boring, Abuna. It's only how the people, they will live there and will only praising God. It's something so boring. No, here there is a time. In heaven, there is no time. So that's why when we come to the church and we pray in the liturgy, we try to train ourselves that in heaven there is no time and we praise God only. They will say only holy, holy, holy. I remember one of the priests, he said this in the sermon. He said, when the people in heaven see Jesus Christ in front of them, they will worship and say, holy, 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 Lord of Sabbath, Lord of heaven. And after that, they stand up and will see how God is beautiful. And they say again, holy, holy, holy. There is no time. They enjoy only. Inside this online form, we will write everything by our hand, everything in every day. And there is some mistakes. Sometimes I do typing mistakes, and I do many mistakes in the form. What I have to do, I have to delete it, or I have to erase it. Erasing that, go to the church, repent, and confess. Your form, it's clear. Don't worry. It will be accepted. So I'm training myself also too when I prepare myself to go to heaven or to go to the other land. I have to train myself. Okay, I go to my home sometimes. And can we talk together by English or French? Because we have to train ourselves. We have an interview after. So let's talk together at home by the same language. And this is exactly what I have to do. I'm not only practice with myself, I have to go to my home and I have to practice with my family. Let's do the same, let's talk with the same language, let's praise together, let's pray together. Again, I'm preparing myself for the new land. As if I'm living in this land, but I'm training myself. And then there is an email come back to me after I finished this form, and said like, okay, everything is good. You're very professional. It's approved. When I go to Abuna, and I confess, and after my repentance, I confess. So Abuna put his hand on my head and said, I will read for you the absolution. And now you're ready again. It's good. Your form is good. So come back again. I did some mistakes in the form. Okay, don't worry, Habibi. God is erasing everything. So your form is clear now. It's clear and ready. And there is a legal argument prepared. If the client documents are acceptable, we prepare detailed written legal arguments to accompany the client's heaven immigration application package and email the written legal argument to the client for the client's approval. There's the approval come to me and say, it's good. You are ready now for that. I'm preparing all my life like that, with my family, with myself, at church, at home, work, everywhere, I'm preparing myself. And finally, I have to go for the interview. And this is the last step. And the last step when I will meet my Lord Jesus Christ and he will do the interview. And he will see if I am acceptable, like I'm allowed to go to heaven or not. You live in your life on earth as if you are living in heaven, so you will know how to live in heaven. You can imagine, for example, if I'm going to Canada and they said, you have to know also the Queen. And after that, because I don't know about her face, I didn't see her before, so she was walking beside me, for example, on the street. And someone said to me, like, this is the Queen. Like, really? I don't know her. So when I go to heaven, if I don't know my Lord Jesus Christ, how I will live with him? There is an interview. And there is a medical examination. They will do a medical spiritual examination. Are you ready? Your heart is good? Is pure? Hey, your brain, thinking very well and your mind is pure. Your eyes, there is a physical, we can say it's a spiritual examination, and say your eyes see the right things. Your mind think the good thought or bad thought. Your tongue said a good words or bad words. Your ears, your hands, your heart, your feet, everything. And there is a medical examination, a spiritual examination. And after that, the interview said, who are you? And they will test everything about the language. They will test also to the knowledge. They will test to the knowledge of everything. The kingdom, the land, the king, and everything. And if I don't know that, if I don't know the word of God, if I don't know how to live in heaven, so how I will do the interview? And finally, the decision. And it's coming like an approval. And he said, good, my son, come to me. Come to the heaven. It's like as if it's written like that. It's made by the heaven visa office. And said, come, Habibi, I will give you now. You are allowed to go to the heaven. And he said, in Revelation book, chapter 21, when I will go to this city or to the kingdom of heaven, I will see like that exactly John saw. And John saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with him, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat at the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Also she had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates, and names were written on them, which are the names of 12 tribes and the children of Israel. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated. The Lamb is the light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. The gate shall not be shut at all the day. There shall be no night there, and there shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall be no means enter into anything that defiles, or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all. Amen. And this is the city of God. I'm coming quickly. And he said that prepare yourself. Anytime I'll be here. So I have to be good immigrant. And I have to prepare myself well. I have to prepare my papers, my documents. I have to prepare my language. I have to prepare also to do than my medical spiritual examination. And I have to test that with my father of confession. I have to test that with myself too every single day. I have to open my eyes and raise my eyes and raise my heart and then pray every day that God purify my heart, purify my eyes, purify everything in my life. I have to be ready to see him because he says, surely I'm coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecreator, Creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, for all it, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead according to the scriptures, ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have none. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in whom holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection.